Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details right after this.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Hear Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Hear Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear Again so you can understand again.
Well, sharp triple-digit price rallies quickly developed through the livestock market today. This has partially offset the aggressive losses that developed yesterday that sparked the market slide. Live cattle futures prices were nearly $2.50 per hundredweight higher today near the close, which pointed to the potential for additional market support through the end of the week. But additional market volatility drew additional concerns into the complex as underlying fundamental and technical volatility is developing, which could bring about wide-ranging price swings over the coming weeks. Cash cattle markets, though, remained undeveloped midweek, with bids and asking prices still unable to be found at this point. Given the holiday week and aggressive pressure seen Tuesday, it is expected that it will be sometime Thursday or Friday before cash markets begin to develop. And buyers quickly moved back into the feeder cattle futures complex following the aggressive early week tumble seen yesterday. Even though markets have seen gains of $2 per hundredweight midweek, the complex for the week remains weak on weekly charts, which may limit additional support, but could actually help to draw some additional long-term support. The volatility in the market may continue through the week, but the uncertainty in the fundamental markets is still creating concerns in the overall markets as traders focus on the inability to draw support to beef values and draw cash cattle prices or bring feeder prices higher during the end of the summer months. And soybeans were higher for the fourth straight day, getting some help from robust export shipments and higher overseas markets, while corn and wheat hovered near unchanged as the overnight session wound down. Corn prices were near unchanged as focus was on Monday's USDA crop report and the upcoming harvest. Soybeans, though, traded at about a one-week high as they continue to recover from last week's four-month low and are getting some help from higher oilseeds overseas. Wheat prices hovered near unchanged as corn and soybeans held the spotlight. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.